Good morning. We'll call the July 23rd, 2013 Sussex County Council meeting to order. Mr. Cole will not be here today. He's representing us in the state of Delaware at the National Association of Counties meeting in Texas. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President, and good morning, Council. There are no amendments to the agenda. I recommend approving as presented.
Entertained a motion.
You got it.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions on the motion? Take a vote. Mrs. Deemer?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of July 16th. Any corrections or concerns? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We had one to the Sussex County Council. I, Jacob Martin, would like to thank you for your contribution to my Eagle Scout project. Your contribution has made it possible for me to finish my project, and you have helped our community tremendously. And attached to that is a picture of a life ring at the Indian River Inlet, and it stated that you helped fund six life rings that were placed at the Indian River Inlet. And I'll pass that down.
Thank you, sir. Any correspondence from Council? Mrs. Deemer?
Yes, I got a couple letters. I got one from the folks at the World Series softball announcing that their opening ceremonies of 2013 for Big League and Senior League World Series softball tournaments, of course, being held in Sussex County. And they're saying that it's an invitation, but they also are announcing, the ceremonies are beginning at 2 o'clock, August 4th, 2013. And they also, I'm just going through this. Don't want to have to read every single word. Here we go. On behalf of the Big League Senior League Softball World Series, thank you for your generous support of this exciting and very worthwhile event. The other comes from Cheer. Dear friend of Cheer, it's sent to my house. The Cheer Board of Directors, staff, and members of the Milton Cheer Activity Center cordially invite you to the groundbreaking of the new Milton Cheer Activity Center located on Route 16 going just east outside of Milton. The ceremony will begin at 11 on Friday, August 2nd. There'll be an open house at the Milton Cheer Center, and they say they're excited about the project, and it's a big one, by the way. And they eagerly await my response as to whether I'm coming in. Of course, I am. That's it.
Anything else from Council? Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business today is the League of Women Voters of Sussex County. They represent you. Pamphlet presentation. We're joined by members of the League today to hand out their pamphlet. And Mrs. Janet Orlando is here. If you'd like to come forward, thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning, council members and members of the audience. My name is Janet Orlando, and I am the Voter Services Chair for the League of Women Voters of Sussex County. I'm very honored to be here today. We, the members of the League of Women Voters of Sussex County, wish to thank all members of the Sussex County Council for providing the funding for the printing of our publication, They Represent You. We very much appreciate the fact that you value the publication enough to continue supporting it. As you know, They Represent You is well received by the general public. The booklets contain names and contact information for all elected officials for residents of Sussex County. It also includes voting information and many other phone numbers and website addresses which make it convenient for your constituents to access information about our county. This year, finding a printer who was able to handle the process was particularly challenging for us, which is why they're coming out later than we would like. Also, due to increases in printing costs, we were only able to print 11,000 copies rather than the 12,000 we were hoping to be able to provide due to the increase in population of our growing county. Members of the League volunteered more than 60 hours to put together the information contained in the booklets and then to deliver them to the appropriate locations. The booklets have been, or actually are being distributed, actually most of them have been distributed, to all Sussex County libraries, town halls, the Department of Elections, and many other county offices, including Mr. Lawson's office and the Economic Development Department here at Two Circle. We've provided those copies today. We'll also be distributing these booklets at the many events we will be conducting throughout the coming 2 years in order to make it easier for residents of your districts to contact you and to avail themselves of the many and varied services that our county has to offer. We're sure that council, Sussex County employees, residents, and your constituents will continue to find it extremely useful, as has been the case in the past. Again, thank you for your continued support of the League's commitment to an informed electorate. And if anyone needs more copies, as I said, Mr. Lawson's office has quite a couple boxes of them, as does the Economic Development Department. And I have been asked if we could get you all to join us in a photo. I don't know how that is best going to happen, but if we could somehow do
that.
Sure,
we can go down there?
Yeah, we can come down there.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so
much. I
guess
you've got a photographer or
yeah, we do
paparazzi or whatever they call it.
Thank you so much.
Oh, that's good.
George in here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Hello. Do you want our administrator?
Oh, I
didn't. Our administrator?
Yes.
Mr. Lawson.
Might need to be
would like
in
the administrator.
South of that, in front of this?
Okay. Don't get any ideas.
I don't have any ideas.
Over here,
we'll get all. Where's Sam? Get
other side.
You guys. Sam, get up here. Where's, well, somebody get up on Nancy's side.
Balance.
Joe, make sure Joe's in the picture.
Squeeze in some.
Okay, we're squeezing.
Hey, you go ahead and try to stand in front of Mike. I guarantee you they're going to block him.
You can get in front of me if you want to. Sorry. Everybody's good? We're good?
Hold up.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Thank you all so much.
That's the official paparazzi.
Yes.
Mr. President, before we get going again, can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
I went back to last week's meeting and to listen to the DelDOT presentation. The only person I could actually hear on our audio was the gentleman from DelDOT. I could not hear the council people. I don't know why. I don't know if we're sitting back too far, but you cannot hear what we said.
Yeah, so. Ms. Deaver does bring up a good point. It's very important that everyone speak into their microphones because there are people watching this on the internet as well.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. One item on today's county administrator's report. There are Delaware Solid Waste Authority report. There were 32,996 pounds of recycled material received at the Recycle Delaware Pods at the West Complex in Georgetown during the months of April, May, and June 2013. Attached are the reports received for each month. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. DART, a division of DelDOT, has allocated $796,862 again for funding of transportation expenses for various senior centers in Sussex County. The amount has remained the same for a number of years. The county's responsibility is to approve a recommended funding level for fiscal year 2014 as per state law. This is an allocation of state grant funds to various senior agencies for transportation purposes. The recommended funding for each agency is as follows. Nanticoke Senior Center, $44,959.30. Indian River Senior Center, $2,100. Laurel Senior Center, $99,082.94. Lewis Senior Center, $27,120.41. Cape and Lopin Senior Center, $43,065.65. Cheer, $580,533.70. And I have a motion.
Have a motion, please. Yes, ma'am.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approves the allocation of the state funds to various senior agencies within Sussex County as presented.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
My question has to do with why they don't have a bus going from Wilmington to the beach anymore, but that doesn't have to do with this, and I want to I want to find out why. But yeah, no, I'm all right. I can vote for this. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Jennings. Mr. Ashman.
Good morning. I'm here this morning to request change order number 2 for project 12-19 EMS station number 106. This is a credit change order for stipulated contingent bid items not required for the project, such as over excavating and number 57 stone and some extra duplex receptacles. The result is a credit for $2,150 to the project. Final balancing change order will be presented at a later date as we have one item on our punch list yet to complete.
I do have a motion.
Be it moved, based on recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that change order number 2 be approved to balance final quantities for Sussex County project number 12-19 EMS station 106, which provides a credit of $2,150, thereby reducing the contract from $479,790 to a final amount of $477,640.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Grant requests. Mrs. Jennings.
Okay. I have 3 today. The first one I'd like to defer since Mr. Cole is absent today. And the second one is the Cool Spring Civic Association. They're requesting $700 to partner with the First State Community Action Agency to host a community outreach event that will provide free health screenings, HIV counseling, and prevention coalitions.
And is it held in 3rd District? Do they say where?
Yes, it is. It's in Cool Springs.
Mm-hmm. I would like to move that $350 be taken from my account for that event.
I have a motion, Mrs. Deaver. Mr. Phelps.
I got a call from them, and I think it's a worthy event. I would be willing to contribute the other $350 to get them the $700 that they need.
Thank you. Mrs. Deaver, to grant $700 total.
Yes.
$350 mm-hmm. from your account, $350 right. Mr. Phillips' account. Motion, second by Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Any question on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes, and thank you, Vance.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Motion carried.
Okay. The next grant is the Friends of the Prince George's Chapel. They're requesting funds to help maintain the historic Prince George's Chapel that is owned by the state of Delaware but subleased to the Friends Group. The Friends Group is responsible to ensure, maintain, and clean the chapel. This is their first grant request.
I would like to contribute $1,000 from the 5th Council Mannix account.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 from the 5th Council Mannix account. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, any proposed zoning ordinances?
There are none.
It's not 10:30. Let's move to additional business brought before council, and then we'll come back to the public hearing. Mr. Guy? Thank you. Dan Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer. You know, you guys been doing pretty good for a while there that you didn't give no money to these dumb preachers. But I see last week, all of a sudden, oh, the clergy, we're going to give them a bunch of money. And I got to thinking about it. I said, gee whackers, must be you're trying to buy your way into heaven. It don't work that way. I got news for you. Every one of you are going to die someday. And when you get up there, old St. Pete's going to say, you know what, turkeys? You gave money to a lying preacher. I am going to send you back to hell with the lying preacher. Thank you.
Pat Fish.
That's Pat Fish. I'm new at this. Am I okay? Am I doing this right?
You have 3 minutes, yes, ma'am.
I know I have 3 minutes. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of Sussex County Council, Delaware. My name is Patricia Fish. I am a citizen and concerned property owner. Sussex County is the best place in the world to live. And allow me to give you all a nod, because a lot of that appeal is due to your governance. I moved here in 2003. I love living here. I have a statement to make to alert the County Council of my plans for the problem I'd like to address today. Beyond that, any actions I take on the matter I'd like to address will happen after this short statement. My story is a compelling one, at least to me. For while I've been a good citizen of Sussex County, living peaceably, obeying county laws, indeed participating vigorously in the county's political process, one day I found a missive in my mailbox. It was from Dean Pettyjohn, Sussex County Planning and Zoning Inspector. I have a certified, signed, and filed survey on my property, a survey performed and with 4 copies given to me on the day I settled on my house in April of 2003. All of a sudden, these people behind me get a new survey dated 2013. What was my survey? Chopped liver? Property disputes are nothing new. I know this. I really don't have a problem with the people contesting my fence placement based on a survey that they too legally obtained.
Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
I know we're in a hurry, but can you slow down just a little bit?
Okay, I'm sorry. I have a real problem with an unelected bureaucrat sending me a letter instructing me to please tear down my fence by date specific, or the constable will take legal action. I sobbed in despair that entire night. My well head is within 4 feet of the fence that they claim was their land. My shed is within 2 feet. Not once did the planning and zoning inspector even ask me if I too had a survey, disputing the newer surveys. Not once did he call me or provide me with defense actions. Goodness, I'd been a citizen of this county for 10 years. Didn't I at least deserve that? My neighbor on my left and right were also assaulted by surveyors run amok, and they were just as upset, as you might imagine. The neighbor on my right had her septic field in the area they wanted to claim, and over the years had buried many pets there. She, too, sobbed in despair. I walked my documentation to Inspector Pettyjohn's office. Dean Pettyjohn did not bother to send out any kind of letter to rescind his original threat to tear down our fences. But when he was called, Pettyjohn did, indeed, back off his original threat. And that's what it was. Don't call it anything different. And told the parties involved that the office and zoning and planning inspector would not get involved in any action regarding property disputes of these two communities. While I will never want to see these people in the light of day in my lifetime, that solution is fine with me. At least the people behind me still took it to court. I'm sorry I left that out. At least the judge will have to look me in the eye before he sends out a court-appointed handyman to destroy my property. At least in court, I will get to plead guilty, not guilty, and will be presumed innocent. Mr. Pettyjohn didn't allow me any of these basic constitutional rights. He found me guilty. Had I not fought like I did, no doubt constables would have been out there tearing up my property. This council just recently passed the so-called lot maintenance ordinance. It doesn't have teeth to enforce, was the quote heard over my radio airwaves. Let me state right now that I am a blogger and have a weekly column on DelawarePolitics.net, a popular political website started by Dave Burr's former head of the Sussex GOP. I will be writing weekly articles detailing my journey to make protection of the homeowners of disputed property loans part of the property dispute procedures. I want to use the current practice of planning and zoning inspector just finding a property owner guilty without benefit of a trial, without any input, before the bureaucratic verdict is handed down. Yon lawmakers thought it was important enough to correct an ordinance that didn't punish those who let their grass grow too long. You dismantled the old bill and put up a new one. Reasonable minds might argue with this solution, but at least on the matter, you recognize the importance of property. I want the procedures for a property dispute to be put in writing and delivered to everyone turned into the county office for property disputes. All property owners deserve a list of their rights and procedures of disputes, not just builders. I'd like to thank Joan Deaver for helping me in this matter. She jumped right on, and I will give her credit, and I'm sure she was instrumental in stopping. And I would like, I'm planning to talk to all you. You're going to be part of my story. Thank you for your time. Do you have any questions?
Well, at the risk of maybe being too personal, I just want to extend to you my sympathy for your recent personal loss.
And I want to thank you for your help in this matter.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President.
Mr. Phillips.
Could I request that our county administrator get together with this department and review our policies with respect to this story, as well as information contained in letters that go out to constituents?
Certainly, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
And when should I come back to the next thing to find out what the result of this research is? I'll contact you or June. How about that?
Wait a second.
I would suggest that it be placed on a future agenda within a few weeks. So just, if that's okay, maybe
sure.
They could just keep an eye on the agenda.
Certainly.
Mr. President, if I may, since the comments were made on it, maybe I could. When I became aware that this was coming on, I asked to see certain documentation as to what happened. And apparently there was a survey, as the speaker indicated, that showed that there was an encroachment of her fence. That's what prompted the inspector to go to the property. Subsequent to that, they found out, in fact, there were other surveys, including the one that she references. They've looked at other surveys in the area, neighboring properties, and I believe there's four surveys that show different lines. It is clearly a boundary line dispute, and as such, the county is not taking any action. This is truly a boundary line dispute and not something for the planning and zoning to be involved in. In regards to the statement as to the procedures that occur, the county would not send someone out there to take down your fence. In fact, they do not have that authority to do it at that stage. What would happen if they took the next step, it would be issue a violation. Then, as a result of that violation, go into the JP court, and then you would have, or any property owner would have, the right to go into the JP court and contest that. And as a result of that contesting, then the court would make a ruling. And then if you disagreed with the ruling, there would be an appeal of that. So the county would not, even as a result of that letter, just go out and take down a fence. There would be a court procedure as part of it. So that's kind of where it is now, and I think it is correct maybe to put this on agenda at a later date, as mm-hmm. Mr. Phillips asked, so we can look at this further, because this was preliminary examination.
Sure.
But
thank
I
you.
Wanted to kind of clarify what's going on, what the status of it is now. It's totally hands off.
With all due respect, Mr. Right. Moore, you are correct. He did rescind his order. He didn't send out a paper to everybody, but he sure did send one out when he was ready to tear down my fence. I know. It said the constable will take legal action. I didn't know what that meant.
Sure.
That's what I'm going to appeal to my elected government officials, that people like me get a list. This is what you can do to defend yourself. I was not given that. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Next is Mike.
Wow.
24114 Branch Road, Georgetown.
That was an error.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you, sir. Wolfgang Baumgart. Wolf front. They were not that wrong.
Good morning, Mr. President and members of council. My name is Wolfgang von Baumgart. I am the state chairman of the Independent Party of Delaware. I come here today to speak in support of Mrs. Pat Fish, and all other property owners who have had their land threatened or endangered or encumbered in any way by the actions of planning and zoning and other entities. We reiterate our support for property owners to own and retain their land free of undue encumbrances. What we have here is a possible prima facie civil rights case. It is a violation of the basic tenets and founding principles of our great nation. I too call for a detailed and open public investigation of any possible abuses of planning and zoning. That letter, in its form, in its threatening form, should have never gone out. So we are very interested in participating in this process, and we call upon the County Council to open this process to the greater public at large. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
What's your address, please? Oh, yeah. And I'll remind speakers, when you give your name, also give your address, too, please.
37 Comanche Circle, Millsboro.
Don Ayotte.
We're still getting feedback on that microphone. It's hard to figure out what they're saying.
My name is Don Ayotte. I live on Gravel Hill Road, Georgetown. I wanted to thank Councilwoman Daver for bringing this to light for my good friend Patricia Fish, and doing a good job for her.
Thank you.
And I also wanted to thank Mr. Moore for doing some legal background and finding out what's really going on with this matter. So thank you, Everett.
Thank you.
But what I'm concerned about is Mr. Pettyjohn's office. Why would he arbitrarily choose to take a developer's or another homeowner's side without checking up the facts and send a threatening letter to a woman who's just been widowed? And she received this letter on the day of her husband's death, which she had been married to for quite a while. So this dispute, if 4 foot of her land is taken away from her, it would compromise her sewer system and her well. Now, I know the development beside her, Beaver Dam Estates, I think it is, are upper middle class houses of $300,000 plus. And Deerwood that Miss Pat lives in next door to it that abuts, has a common boundary, are homes that were built in the 70s, and of course they're less expensive homes and they're older homes. And I found it offensive that Mr. Pettyjohn would not take the time but send a threatening letter out to a good citizen like Ms. Fish. And we're going to stay on top of this and see this matter resolved, because these property disputes seem like small matters to me and you, but they're not small matters to a person like Ms. Fish, who has retired here and expects the respect from an organization like the Planning and Zoning Inspector. And she has a right to expect that kind of respect. In conclusion, I'm just going to add that I've seen property disputes before, and usually the developers have high-powered attorneys, and some of these citizens can't defend their rights. There's obviously, as Mr. Moore said, four distinct property lines from four distinct surveys. Well, we need to hire a survey that knows what they're doing. These people make good money, and we expect them to be professionals. So if their professionalism is in doubt, get the heck rid of them. Let's get somebody who can do the work that doesn't reflect badly on the council or the Planning and Zoning Commission. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, sir. Barb and Ron Girk.
Oh, there's Mrs. Girk.
Yeah. It'll just be me. My name is Barb Girk. I'm from 33298 Laguna Drive in Bethany Beach. My sole purpose here today is to just come and thank you, Mr. Lawson, the council, especially Joan, and the legal team for your assistance recently in this illegal cell tower issue. It's been a long journey for us, and we just want to know that we really do appreciate all your efforts, and we're willing to help you. And thank you again so much.
Thank you for
thank
your
you.
Comment.
Thank you.
Now we'll back up on the agenda or to our, what was our 10:30 public hearing? For the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Okay.
Somebody's coming down. I guess there's no name on the agenda, but here comes somebody.
Mr. President, this is the time and place for a public hearing on the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District Ocean View Beach Club annexation. Rob Davis will be giving a presentation on behalf of the County Engineers Department to the Sussex County Council. After he makes his presentation, County Council members will have a right to question him in order to get clarification. After Council's asked him questions, then the matter will be opened up to the public. Any members of the public that would like to speak in this regard, please come forward, give us your full name and address, and then speak clearly. After all the questions are raised and council has an opportunity to question again, the public hearing will be closed. Mr. Davis? Okay, thank you.
Good morning.
Morning.
The public hearing this morning will consider a property owner's request to annex an area of land into the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The area adjoins the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. A map and public hearing notice are included in your electronic packet. And for sake of discussion, I will point out some of the area landmarks in the area on the map to my left. The area proposed for annexation is shown crosshatched and in yellow on the map. It is bounded by Muddy Neck Road to the south. Oceanway Estates is located to the northwest. The Assawoman Canal borders the property on the east. And our South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility is about a half mile away to the southwest. The area includes all of parcel 11 and a small area of parcel 12, like a driveway portion access to the north parcel. It is proposed for a development of 94 townhouses, 56 condominiums, and 3,000 square feet of retail space. The development will be known as the Ocean View Beach Club. I came to County Council on June 18th to receive permission to prepare and post public hearing notices. Notices were posted on July 2nd, 2013 at four locations on the area considered for annexation and at four locations within the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The public notice was advertised in the Wave newspaper on July 10th and has been posted on Sussex County's website since July 3rd. No comments, no written comments have been received, and there have been no questions or phone calls regarding the matter. And the area is located in Mr. Cole's Councilmatic District Number 4. Any questions?
Questions of council?
No. Seeing none, then is there anyone here in the public that would like to address this issue? Is there any member of the public that would like to address this? Let the record state that after two requests, there is no one indicating that they would like to speak on this matter. At this point, we can, unless the council has any further questions, we can close the public hearing on this matter.
We will close public hearing, and if okay with council, can we comment?
Mm-hmm. Yes, fine.
And Mr. Moore, if you will read the...
I have a short title, a resolution to extend the boundary of the Bethany Beach Sanitary Sewer District, BBSSD, to include an area of land situated along the north side of Muddy Neck Road, southwest of the town of Bethany Beach, being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
Entertaining a motion from council.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And, okay. We can, Mr. Moore, we will be in recess, I guess, until 12:30. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. We'll entertain a motion to go into recess until 12:30 when we are all going to attend the grand opening of Long Neck EMS Station 106 on Indian Mission Road.
So
moved. Motion, Mr. Wilson. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. We'll now stand in recess till 12:30.